coming back to the subject, I'm very, very happy. I have entitled my little program with a thought-provoking title, Relationships That Work. It is, but as you see, it will be much more than about working relationships. There will be many fine nuances. So let me start. Maybe we can arrange a translation, because I know one devotee for sure doesn't understand English, but couldn't raise the hand due to being ashamed. I think you should, diejenigen von euch, die eine Englisch, eine Übersetzung brauchen, können sich ja an einen ihrer englisch sprechenden Freunde wenden und dann dort hören. Sehr gut. So, Hari Bo, who's with Agastya? Would you like? No, Hari Vyasadev, you are our Medanga player. Please come here so that I can see you and look in your eyes when you go too fast. Agastya Muni, danke. War noch ein Kunstwerk, danke. Vielen herzlichen Dank. Wow. Hare Krishna. Oh, Gaura Bhavani, willkommen. Gaura Bhavanis Geburtstagsgeschenk ist, also das ist so Licht mit dieser Lampe. So gut. Before we started this journey, I told to Gaura Krishna, oh, finally we are able to again see devotees who breathe, who cry, who laugh in the virtual, in the three-dimensional space. Up to then we were more or less restricted to interact with the online with online audiences, and I can really say that being with devotees who are seriously pursuing the spiritual path, and just being with them as they sit and as they sing, is just so rewarding and uplifting. I know that in devotee association we also have to deal with the human side, with the not yet enlightened aspects of the personalities, especially when we are living in close quarters, very near to each other, like in the same temple or in the same families and so on. So we also see a very human side, a side where there are sometimes doubts, where there is impulsiveness and temperament, a side where there is disappointment, a side where all the things happen which humanity is made of. But I really feel after this lockdown, whenever I'm in smaller gatherings of devotees, like in Neuruppin we meet regularly, or in bigger gatherings like it will be in Noumayapur in France, whenever I'm with devotees, I just like to concentrate on the side which is very eager to come closer to Krishna. I guess as someone who is a preacher, I always have to see this side, otherwise I would not be able to to have the patience and also the, let me say, the enthusiasm to sit for long hours with someone and try to just help him to develop a spiritual perspective. If I would not be able to see that this makes sense, that someone is essentially, or people are essentially spiritual soul, parts of Krishna, and they just may need a little help, a little push, a little pull also, to move towards Krishna. If this wouldn't be a reality, a real vision, then my service wouldn't make sense and my existence wouldn't make sense. So I've learned over the years to try to see more the spiritual side of a human being, the more the part where there's this part of Krishna. And I have, therefore, a very difficult role today. I want today to talk today about relationships, spiritual relationships that work, but I do not wish to ignore the human side, which sometimes comes in between. And therefore have developed or have want to present a model to all of you consisting of 5 points which are necessary to be observed in a relationship. So it's the first time I speak about it. I'm a little nervous. I can already see one or two devotees in the group. If I walk too fast, a bomb will explode in the mind. That is what is called spiritual vision. You can see these things. I'm very grateful that I can address you with this subject matter. I'm very inspired also. It will be my only presentation in Goloka Dham, because tomorrow, after the deity darshan, Gaurahari and Vaijayanti will drive Gokrishna and myself to France, where we will be in a kirtan mela, singing for 3 days, non-stop. I will make sure that even in midnight there are kirtans going on. And from there we will go to Belgium, and then to Switzerland, and then to Lithuania. You can see, we are jumping out of the pot of lockdown. And we will soon be all over. Good. So let us sing. Radha Madhavam. And a nice one. Yes, in this Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna, in the Bhagavatam it says when we sit together with devotees we should learn how to associate with them. And the way to do that is to sing. Now, because, you know, in kirtan, every single one of us brings with them their own relationship to Krishna. Every single one addresses Krishna in the kirtan. And it's slightly different. Yamuna will sing different than me, because she may have a different realization. I may sing different from Hari Vyasadev, because I have a certain, you know, feeling for Vrindavan Krishna. But Hari Vyasadev will, just like Yamuna, bring their relationship to Krishna, because they sit and sing for Krishna. And this creates in the group something which the rasa theology calls an equalization. What it means, the mood become everyone comes together on a similar level, and the feelings are enhanced. 3 days ago, I looked at the audience of the football fans in the Wembley station. Wembley is England. And we could see in the feelings, in the eyes of these normal English men and Swiss people, all the emotions, you know, and deep, there was one Swiss man who was almost dying when his team was not so successful. But at the end, the team was so successful, and he just pulled off his shirt and started to wave it around. He was a cultured person like you and me, but his emotions had been lifted up to a degree of intensity which he would not have felt outside the assembly of football fans in the Wembley station. So when you sit together with the like-minded people and do something like a group petition, eine Gruppenanbetung, ne? Where you go to Krishna, and everyone is there in the kirtan, then everyone is lifted by the atmosphere to a level of emotional intensity which they usually do not feel for spiritual things, which they don't feel for Krishna. So therefore kirtan is the most extraordinary practice because it can create extraordinary feelings, that is, feelings which you normally don't have for Krishna. It lifts you up like that football fan in the Wembley station. He was lifted up by what we call a material rasa, prakrata rasa, you know. But this is an uppercut rasa, a spiritual rasa, because it has to do with devotion, that is a melted state of the heart, you know, where the heart is no longer stone-like, like in material life. So this experience is there for all of us. Waiting. Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunya Vihara Radha Adhava. Kunya Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunya Vihara. Gopi jana vallabha girivara dharai jana vallabha girivara dharai Gopi jana vallabha girivara dharai.
Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare
make a suggestion to all of you. when you sing, just try to bring to your mind whatever your relationship you have with Krishna. And as you sing, you sing for Krishna. You address him. You sing to him. It goes from your heart and your voice to Krishna's ear and his heart. Is there something you want to express to him? Is there something there? And whatever is there, and even if nothing is there, then some limitation can be had, and that you'd address to Krishna. Please, let's do this now. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Everybody please sing one more time Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Radha, Madan Mohan, Radha, Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Prabhupada 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 Thank you.
Jai Om Vishnu Paramahamsa Paramaraja Gacharya Ashtata Satasi Simaresti Maingres Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadaha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavarinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktavarinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much, Prabhupada would say to his audience when they were singing so nicely. So, thank you very, very much. I would like to speak in the beginning about something that did change my approach to relationships. Many devotees, including myself, who come to the movement for Krishna consciousness are not always satisfied with their relationships, and that's why they can leave whatever they did and come to a movement like ours, where we try to have some new type of relationship, the relationship to God. And we, so many times people who are a little bit disappointed with relationships to humans come to a movement like ours, hoping to find fulfillment, and they bring their issues obviously with them. And I was very strongly, let us say, I was a strong member of that faction. I was not very happy in my various types of relationships. When we would have music festivals, I usually danced alone. I was known as the one who danced alone because I tried to dance with others. Also the you know, ladies, but I was frustrated, so I danced alone. I was known as that. And when I came to Krishna consciousness, I had one shamanistic symbol, the lonely wolf, which described my orientation a little bit. And although I was, of course, in the movement, but I kept the deepest part of myself for myself and for Krishna. I hoped. So one time, it was the time when Gaurahari was still my assistant, and I had the surgery in Pforzheim. It was the surgery where I almost left the body because I had this illness called sepsis there. In that hospital, something happened to me which took a long time for me to digest and understand. I received one day a phone call. The nurse came in and said, "There is a phone call for you. Will you take it?" At that time I was very weak and I did not, phoning took too much energy. I said, from where? I don't know, he speaks English and it's a very weak connection. Okay. okay, I said, maybe that's the right medicine at this moment. So they installed a telephone in my room, and I took the phone, and it was Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And he said, "How are you?" in his very cultured way. So, you know, I was so happy. Someone had phoned. I said, well, I'm a little bit okay, but not very much okay, Maharaj. yes, I heard that you are in the hospital and that you have the sepsis, and I wanted to phone you. I said, yes, Maharaj, what is it about? And he said, nothing. I just wanted to phone you. Oh. From where are you phoning, Maharaj? From Hong Kong. From Hong Kong. Mm. And I just wanted to say that I think Prabhupada loves you. Bang. Very emotional. Really? And he said, I don't want to speak much longer. I heard you are very weak. All the best for you. Good health. Ping. Phone call finished. The whole day I was just very blissful. Someone had phoned from Hong Kong and had asked, had said something which meant a lot at that moment to me. But after a week, it became even more intense. The nurse, I don't know if it was the same one, came in and said, there's a package for you from Hong Kong. What? Yes. You have friends in Hong Kong, it seems. I have one friend in Hong Kong, said. And so she brought the package in. It was one of these Casio multifunctional Kripskrams, we say in German. You know, this electrical toy you just play and then it can calculate, and if you know the switch, I think then you can type something. It was something I would never use, not even in my dreams, because I'm not good with techniques. I don't appreciate this, but I kept that little Hong Kong Casio Kimskrams for 10 years with me, because it was more than just a gift which I wouldn't be able to use. It was the most important gift which I needed, the gift of a friend, a gift of friendship. And I still remember that from that moment I changed something. I said, yes, I think if I can try to find real friends, it will give me a lot of support in my spiritual life, in my general life. And it was, you know, when Bhakti Charu Maharaj left his body, I think you all heard, it's now 1 year back, no? He left his body in a hospital in Orlando due to COVID. When that happened, I was out of function for a whole week. I was just grieving so much and crying so much, because, yes, he had given me a gift which was very important for my spiritual life, and he had now disappeared or had passed away, and that was, I didn't know that I liked him so much, and I had no idea. I think people carry something with them, and he carried the gift of friendship with him, and that made him so super special in my eyes. So, since then, I'm a reformed lonely wolf. And I will explain in a moment what I mean with this term. But I want to now explain a little research to you. They make in the universities these studies where they want to find out something by studying people. And Harvard University started in 1938 a study with, I think, 750 people. That's how it started. The idea was they wanted to find out when does a human being feel fulfilled, happy, fulfilled. This study is the longest proper scientific study. It's still going on. Maybe someone can calculate. If it started in 1938, then it's in what year now? Sorry? 83. It's the 83 year now. It is going on. Now, when the study started, the majority of people thought for a fulfilled life, you need more or less these three things. You need health, you need enough wealth or money that you don't need to worry, and you need also some fame, some appreciation, some recognition. You can be functional. But as the study went on, and there are still one or two people in the same study, they're very old now, approaching 100 years or so. As this study went on, they found out that one thing is more important than anything else to people for their fulfillment, and that is relationships. But not any relationships. They found out that there are relationships in which you strangely feel lonely, misunderstood, not seen. But then there are relationships to people you can absolutely trust, and you can count on them even in difficult moments. And it is these relationships which are good for your brain, they are good for your immune system, and even if you are not healthy, even if you are poor, even if you are, if some people really don't like you, if you have a few of these relationships, you are all right and you are happy. I want to say it in a way which is a little sensational. It's better you eat pizza, ice cream, and all the unhealthy things with people than if you eat your healthy raw food and vegan cake alone. For devotees, we have to speak a little. Substantial. But this is only the beginning. For these relationships to work, there need to be four other things going on. And I do hope to show this also from the text of the Bhagavatam. This is something very new. And four days ago, I was with one of my good friends, Professor Schröder. He works, by the way, this is important for Adishesh, he advises the health ministry of Germany. He has a lot to say about illnesses and so on. And so this Professor Schröder is one of these old academics who really has his research in place. And he said, bonding is one thing in a relationship, but you need also what is exactly the opposite? Autonomy, in Deutsch Eigenständigkeit. Look at Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj had a very loving bond with his mother. Who was the mother of Dhruva Maharaj? Not Suruchi, but Suniti. Suniti. He was the only son of Suniti, and really Suniti was a saintly mother. She had been put on the second place by her husband. She was a rejected queen, you could say. She put all her love on her little boy, Dhruva Maharaj. There was a very, very, very deep bond between Suniti and Dhruva. Dhruva could count and trust his mother 100%. So when he had a problem, you know, his father rejected him also, just like he had rejected his mother. He immediately came to his mother crying. And Suniti could now have kept her son with him, with her. When Dhruva told her, my father has not allowed me to sit on his throne, and his other wife has told me I would have no claim to the royalty unless I would take another birth through her womb. And he was just trembling and crying and crying, a rejected child. You know, those of you who have children know what happens with a child when he feels or she feels rejected. So at that time, Dhruva came to his mother and said, Mother, this is eating me up, this pain. What should I do? She said, I can't help you. Only God can help you. Where can I find him? Well, the sadhus look for him in the forest by meditation and austerities and meditative absorption. They finally see the Lord in the heart. Okay, said Dhruva, and he said, I'm going into the forest. His mother could have kept him and said, no, you're too young, and don't you love me, and all this love bombing, and binding him by his love. But she didn't do so. She granted him autonomy. And although he was young, he left for the forest all alone. You need that in a relationship, that sometimes you need to be alone. Sometimes you need to be free even of the bond of relationship. Relationship in itself is not the only thing which we need. Why not? Because we need to grow. Friendship amongst devotees, relationship amongst devotees is only working if each one is allowed, not just allowed, facilitated, is getting help in his or her individual growth. Without growing, without making, let's talk Hare Krishna language, making advancement, progressing in Krishna consciousness, we are feeling something is lacking, something is missing. I'm stagnating. And even though the relationship itself may be very fulfilling, you may find that you are very much able to communicate and so on. If you feel there is no growth, you will not be fulfilled. And that's only possible if autonomy is granted. Now, this is a hard pill to swallow in spiritual movements like ours, because here the institution takes on almost the role of the mother and the father. It describes what you should do. It says what is not good to do. It has a lot of influence on our thinking, what we hear from our gurus, what we hear from the books. This whole thing is there. But if an institution, a spiritual teacher, a group of devotees do not grant autonomy to their members, then the members cannot grow. They remain on one level. They stagnate. I would like to talk again about Dhruva in this connection. He went to the forest. He didn't even listen to the advice of Narada Muni, who came to convince him, go back to your loving mother, go back to the relationship with your family, you know, it's not so bad. But Dhruva said, your words do not find pleasure in my heart. I cannot and I will not do. He remained autonomous and he grew. He progressed to such a level, my dear devotees, that Krishna personally came to pay him a visit. He was so advanced that he attracted with his devotional mood the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only someone who has experienced the security of a relationship, only someone who has experienced, well, I won't say only someone, but it is good if you have felt the security of a secure and safe relationship or relationship with others. Then you can be autonomous. And only someone who is autonomous, who, as Prabhupada says, knows how to fly his own plane, so to say, he will be able, or she will be able, to grow and come to one next step, which is so important, spiritual progress. Let's call it vairagya, or letting go. If you don't come to a level where you can detach yourself and say goodbye to your anattas, to your inner obstacles, there is no progress. And we all know to let go is only possible if we have grown to the next level. As you know, in spiritual life, after some time, we all come to a boundary. We always spoke about a wall. Huh? And most properly, if you come to the wall, to the real wall, it's an obstacle which you were not able to cross in your last life. It's a really strong conditioning, a really strong attachment. So, only someone who has grown a little bit higher than the obstacle, who is spiritually strong, can let go and move on. I'm reminded, I took the help of Damodar Priya before this lecture, of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj was an incarnation of the Lord who ruled the planet Earth at a very, very crucial time, eine sehr entscheidende Zeit. That was when, after his demoniac father Vena had just mismanaged everything. Now, in order to to say this in the best way. You know, for ruling, he needed to perform 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices, which would give him extraordinary powers, which he felt he needed to rule the world. So, when he was just about to complete the 100th sacrifice, King Indra, the lord of the demigods, saw that, oh my God, if Brito does the 100 sacrifices, I also did 100 Ashwamedha. He's on my level, and soon he will be a little bit more powerful than me. And out of envy and fear, this Indra, stole the horse, which had to be rejuvenated in the sacrifice. And so the horse was gotten back, but Indra stole it again and again, I think 3 times altogether. And he did this he dressed as a sannyasi so that those who chased the horse would leave him alone, so to say, thinking, oh, he's a holy man, let him do. So after, so Prithu became very angry. This Indra is daring to spoil this religious sacrifice, and he took up his bow and started to take an arrow out. Now Prithu Maharaj's arrows were very powerful, and he wanted to end the life of Indra, but at the last moment Brahma came and said, don't do it, let it go. Let there be only 99 sacrifices done by Maharaj Prithu, Lord Brahma said. Then he said to Maharaj Prithu, you know about the path of liberation, you know about the spiritual path. What is the use for you to do these materially tinged sacrifices? Just let it go. I mean, this was very, very, very strong. You know, Prithu was invested in these series of sacrifices. It took him a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of wealth also. And now to let it go just before he had reached the perfection? But Prithu was not agitated. He went to Indra and he embraced him like a brother. Older brother will embrace a younger brother. Okay, if you want so much to that your level of sacrifices is not gotten, may you have it. I let it go. He could renounce an attachment to a material, to a position of importance, just like whew, like this. It's almost like, I don't know if you follow football, I also don't follow football, but there are these tournaments, all of Europe is shaking at the moment, because there will be the final tournament, I can tell you, about on Sunday or Monday. Whoever wins this tournament, this game, will be the master of football, of European football. And it took to come there, it took them 4 years to football around, and to, you know, millions of euros go into these things. And imagine now the candidate who would normally win the game would say, oh, I don't care, you can have it and give it to the opposite team. You know, you can have the Pokal or the title. he would have to be very renounced. You know, he would have to renounce millions of euros in reward, you know, and position and fame and everything. He would really be, he would have a lot of spiritual advancement, you know, and so on. This is what is important for all of us. We have to, in one stage or another in our lives, just let it go. Let it be. Be not attached that we win the argument. Be not attached for our, thank you, for our position. Be not attached to our name and so on. That is very important. Because only then comes the, and I'm almost finished, don't worry. Only then, my dear devotees, something comes and jumps up in us, which we could call, it's a difficult word, self-efficiency. The German word is even more difficult, Selbstwirksamkeit. What this means is that you come into a situation where talents and intelligence, abilities which you did not even know that you had them, are coming to your help. I would like to give you an example. Now, when I was young, I was, as I told you, a lonely type of person who kept for himself. I was dancing alone. And I liked it. I didn't want to have it any other way. Then I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, and I began to understand kirtan means everyone chants and dances together. And I tried to do this. I tried to inspire festivals, kirtan, the holy name. We did together with Harikesh Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, Krishna Chetra Maharaj, oh, so many devotees, these huge programs with, you know, sometimes 33,000 people in a hall. That's a lot for a spiritual program where newcomers are invited. And yes, I was requested, you please inspire them to dance, the whole hall. I said, really? But I danced alone always. But then I could let go of this false ego, and I developed many things which I didn't know I can do. I learned to speak English in Krishna consciousness. I even translated from English into German. I had no idea I could do such a thing. I did many things which I could only do in my life because I had gone through this. I had felt safe in my life. I had done what I thought I should do as an autonomous person. I had in some ways tried to grow. I had also tried to let go of some attachments. Now new talents could come. There was new growth in the desert of my heart. New plants were growing, which I did not know they can grow. So I really think, my dear devotees, that when we look at our community, Goloka Dham, we need to do at least the first three points. We need to come out of our little corners, our little lonely places, which we have because we want to cultivate now the one and only relationship to Krishna. We have to be willing to understand, I need devotee association. I need to be empowered with devotee association. And at the same time, don't make the mistake that is to go from one extreme to the other. Many people do this. They are either all alone, or they are totally unselbstständig, like little children in relationships, totally depending on them, on the goodwill of others, on the good appreciation of others. No, you have to be autonomous. You have to stand on your own legs, like little Dhruva. He needed to go into the forest, because then you can grow. And so many good things can happen when you grow. I think I want to encourage you to try the adventure of community. I know you had a very difficult time here in Goloka Dham. We always had a difficult time in Goloka Dham. Goloka Dham seems to be difficult for relationships. The people from whom we bought this place told us that they couldn't realize their ideal of a loving community. They couldn't do it here. Then we have one devotee who tried to find out why it is difficult, and the devotee analyzed it's because one river flows from one direction to the other direction. Don't know if this is very, very true, but this was found out. But I think the problem lies within us, not outside. We are people who need to say yes to the adventure of Sadhu Sangha, to the journey of Sadhu Sangha. And we need to maybe learn to do it maturely, that is, in the fragile balance of bonding and autonomy. Also wir müssen unsere Beziehung in der zerbrechlichen Balance aus tiefer Verbundenheit auf der einen Seite und Eigenständigkeit oder Autonomität auf der anderen Seite führen. In diesem Spannungsfeld, da ist Wachstum möglich. Außerhalb dieses Spannungsfeldes wird es schwierig sein. Yes, I think we have a very good reason why we should do it. First of all, we all have a shared story. Wir haben die gleiche Geschichte hinter uns. We started young in our spiritual life, or not so young, but we left a lot behind. We know each other. We Hare Krishnas have all the same. What is it called? The mono story. We have all the same story, similar story. We believe that we can make a relationship with Krishna. This is really fantastic. That brings us together. This shared story is our specialty, I would say. We also have common experiences, more or less. We have joined, we have been very idealistic, we have seen the human side, the human reality, and we have at times had our difficulties, but we have a common experience. We are very similar to each other. And we also can have something which you can only have with a devotee of Krishna, that is a confidential exchange. I have a wonderful neighbor where I live. He was the mayor of the place, the village where I live. A wonderful person, very, good cultured man. He likes me. We always meet when we walk. We always met. Now he's a little old and very does not walk so much, no? But even now, when we always stop and talk. And I like him very much, and he likes me. But I can't talk with him about Vrindavan. I can try to explain, but he does not know the feeling, what it means to sit in Vrindavan and sing the holy name in Vrindavan. I cannot make him understand. He would have to learn so many things about Sambandha, so many things which he cannot learn. Of course, I know how to talk in modern language. He would nod his head, but he will never understand what Gaurahari will understand when I talk with him about Vrindavan. It is not the same. So we can, with devotees, engage in talks which on a level which we cannot engage with anyone else if we only dare. If we only dare to come out of our little boxes. Let me see. Yes. Is Adi Shesh noch immer hier? Ja. I wanted to do something. So I have a little exercise for you. I will put you in a meditative state, if it is all right for you. It means a different brain waves. Alpha. Yeah, I will change your brain waves. It's all right. We write a meditative a book on meditation, therefore we... Nadia Vihari, will you trust me? It is a safe exercise. Good. I will ask you a few questions. And while you will answer... But before that, I will try to put you in a state... It's very simple. I won't hypnotize it. It's nothing dangerous. It's a very Krishna conscious, I promise. And from that state of consciousness, my hope is that you don't have too many guards, dass ihr nicht so viele eure Wächter vom Über-Ich nicht so eingestellt habt. And something can come out which would never normally not come out. Yeah? Nandimugi, okay? Good. Nandimugi is always adventurous, I know. And it will end with kirtan. My dear devotees, we heard a title called Relationship That Worked. I was talking about three needs which we have. We have relationships where we can count on, where we can trust. But where we can also have our autonomy, our privacy, so to say, where we can have self-initiatives and it is appreciated and loved. We need to have relationships that provide us with what we need to grow and progress. I will say it in a verse which you know, that we need to speak in the language which all of you speak. You know, it says, without association of devotees, you can not attain love of Godhead. You can't even attain liberation from the material energy, the conditionings. So, yes. So, we will now, I request you to sit straight. You can sit on a chair, it is not a problem. But try to sit straight without taking help of the backrest, ne? Also ohne die Rückenlehne. I request you to now direct your attention to your feet. Move your attention to your knees, and then move your attention to your hips and relax the whole lower body. Is relaxed. Bring your attention to your spine and move up your back and relax. Bring your attention to your belly, your stomach. Pull it in a little bit, the muscles go a little towards the spine. This helps you to sit a little bit more straight. And also relax. Keep only a little traction, a little strength there. Move up to your chest. And relax both shoulders, your elbows, and relax the underarm, lower arm, and your hands. Relax. Now, the neck or the back of the neck, relax. The back of the head, the top of the head, relax. Your forehead. Relax. Your eyes, which is good to close if you have not done so. Relax. And your whole face, the face which you show to the world and to others. Relax. The inside of your mouth, the tongue. Relax. Please note how your whole body is relaxed. Now, bring your attention to your breath. You don't have to force your breath in any pattern or rhythm. Just breathe in into your nasal cavities, also die Nasenhöhlen, You know where the sense of smell is. Just imagine inside the room is a smell of an incense, a beautiful fragrance of a flower. And when you inhale, you want to grasp that smell, that fragrance. It's a very subtle breath. And as you relax, you will see that the breath is becoming longer. No need to force, just be alert to the in and outgoing breath, high in the nasal cavities. Let us do three very relaxed and alert breaths, in and out. Please remember now a time when you were not in a good relationship with someone. Just a specific time, a moment where you did not feel strength coming from a relationship with someone. It could be a friend, male friend, female friend, group of people. How did that feel? Now let us change the image, wir wechseln das Bild aus. Think now of a relationship where you felt strengthened. Think of a specific moment. Maybe it was a meeting with someone. Maybe you came from someone where and you came to a group of people who welcomed you in their midst. Maybe it was during a kirtan. Think of a specific time where you were in a relationship that gave you strength. How did that feel like? We again changed the image. Think of a relationship, a moment where you felt not free to express yourself, where you felt you couldn't really say or do what was in your mind, your trouble, being yourself. Again, we will change the image. Now think of a time when you could be yourself and you were appreciated. You did something, maybe a journey which you felt is necessary for you to take. Or you took on something where you felt, this is how I want to do it. How did that feel like? And finally, think of a time in your Krishna consciousness where you felt close to Krishna. Maybe it was when you were alone in the temple room. Maybe it was in Vrindavan. Maybe it was in the very beginning of your Krishna consciousness, and you became convinced that Krishna is there. How did you feel in that relationship? In order to come closer to that moment, we will chant now again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Aibo, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hi Bo!
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Bo, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
Hai Bo, Jai Prabhupada.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Mohan Sri Radhe, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe, Namo Radha, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada,
Gaura Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
so nice to chant, no? Really, if somehow Krishna is merciful and we can, while we chant, really connect with him or praise him or just sing for him, you know, it's just for you. I'm trying to do this for you. It seems Krishna is immediately there. He's reciprocating. So yes, therefore I request you all, please bless that Kirtan Mela. The French devotees put really a lot of hope in this, that it will give taste to the devotees in France. So really praying for good wishes, really. Yeah. Yeah, my dear devotees. I hope I could serve you today. I guess the main thing which I wanted to say is that we talk so much about relationship, but we don't talk so much about autonomy. And maybe this will balance everything. When I think of my relationship with Krishna, and I'm speaking on, you know, not through the rasa perspective. I don't know what my rasa is exactly. I'm just talking as I'm a living being. I'm his part, and I'm his trying to serve him. When I think of this, I can see there are these two elements in this relationship. Absolute trust. I can count on him. He's there in my worstest moments, you know, when I have, when I'm in physical danger or in other danger. And he also lets, it's not a love where I can't move, you know. It's not a love where I can't do. He gives all the freedom to everyone. And I think he even likes if we voluntarily, on our own initiative, not because we are taught or instructed to do something, but because it comes from us and we want to do it. I think he very much appreciates that. He's the friend of his devotees. So that's a spiritual relationship, the relationship to God. And I feel spiritual relationships in this world need to have this element. And what Professor Schröder shared with me on that walk which we did together is that he has been sometimes called to talk, you know, in interreligious gatherings or when movements come together, and he sees that many times people are lacking autonomy, you know, Eigenständigkeit, and therefore they are always a little suppressed, and they're not really giving their all, and they don't really live a life where they voluntarily come out of themselves. And especially when they become older, they somehow it doesn't feel right any longer for them. That's natural, because a healthy relationship, also spiritual relationship, even with God, needs that. And we always hear that at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, now please do what you wish to do. He doesn't say it like, now do what you like to do. Not like this. No, no. That would be a controlling statement. He says, think carefully about what you have heard and then act how you think you should act. No? Because only then growth can take place. Fine. So I have come to the end of what I wanted to say. I have not come to the end of all my words. There are so many words inside. But for this subject, I will see if you... Do you have any question regarding what you have heard? Yes, Gaurahari I have seen, Bal Govinda I have seen, Ananga Manjari. Let's start with the three. Mm-hmm. To be autonomous, a person needs some safety. He needs to feel it's all right. It's even wanted. That is a very important part in education of children. If you want them to become strong, the parents have to let them go. Even they have to be allowed to make mistakes. Otherwise, they can't grow, you know. And they can't come to this level where they... It's called self-efficiency. You have to look it up in the dictionary. It will take a... It doesn't come out of them. So, the way Prabhupada did this with us, his disciples, he gave us sometimes projects which were too big for us. we were on our own. We had to do it. And as we were doing it on our own, many things did happen. This one scholar, Thomas Hopkins, has observed that the way Prabhupada trained disciples, he said, now you go and print magazines. Now this devotee had never, ever, they had maybe read magazines, but he had no idea of printing a magazine. but he did it. And the question is now, how could he do it? It's, my dear devotees, each one of us, when we feel safe and therefore good relationships, are a basis for us human beings. When we feel safe, we can do things you don't know. Here, our Gaurakrishna. Gaurakrishna cooks now. My dear devotees, I have never seen someone, not even the biggest cooking monster, cook so good as Gaurakrishna. Many preparations, you name it, vast variety, every kitchen, Chinese, Indian, German potatoes, no problem. But he needed to feel safe first. I remember the first time he went into the kitchen, it took 12 hours, he had to phone his mother every minute, not every 10 minutes, yeah. Or 15 minutes, yes. And then when it was done, that kitchen looked as if the atom bomb of Hiroshima had come in there, you know. But now, everything very orderly, everything very blitzerblank, and various preparations. But he needed to feel safe. He was, and then it could come. Or, you know, I'm convinced that Gaura Bhavani could now give a wonderful lecture where we would all faint. It would be so good. But she would need, because she's sensitive, the appreciation of the community. Then it could come out. And so on. I'm just giving, hopefully I'm not too personal. I should not give actually personal examples. I have been told otherwise. I will say something which is not... not appropriate. So you know, you need, in order to come out with everything, you need to have the safety, and therefore, yes, that's the basis. That's the basis. That's how everything for us, everything starts in sadhu sangha, because from the sadhus we get the Bhagavatam, we hear the Bhagavatam, we learn about chanting deities and so on. And this sadhu sangha, it becomes strong. You know, Rupa Goswami, he mentions. Oh, I want to say, we as Westerners, when we think of relationships, we always want quick fixes, something which works immediately. But relationships is something like fitness. You can't say, now I'm fit enough, or I don't need to do anything for fitness. No, if you want to be healthy, you need to do every day walk and or do something. So real relationships are not a quick fix, you know. They need an investment every day, or every second day, or maybe once a week. But if it's only once a month, you get in troubled water with it. You have to take care about this. And what you need, so that in relationships you feel safe as devotees from, and then can do everything and more, is you need to put deposits in the relationships. Rupa Goswami speaks of three categories. You need to give gifts and receive gifts. What else? The most important, you need to talk, you know, and what is inside of you, and listen to the advices of others, and you need to share prasadam with each other. But with this, it's not ended, you know, that's not the end of it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says a few other things which you should do, like kindness to others, and etc. And you need to invest that, and then much later, the relationship is what it is. It's not a quick fix like we like to do. You know, we like to have it. We Westerners. Deposits. I notice it. One thing is, when you say something, you should do it. We have a very critical Vaishnavi. I'm living with the most critical Vaishnavi. She's a 5-year-old child, Mandali. And if I'm saying something and then I don't do it, I get the sauce like anything. No Swami, no older devotee. You just disappointed me. You didn't do it. So to empower devotees, if you so want, to give them autonomy, it is good to give them a feeling of safety. And then you can do many things. I also feel ultimately, as you know, we are devotees and spiritualists, you need to be safe in your relationship. I want to make a guess. My guess is that all of you don't need more philosophy. You know, you're convinced. What you need is an experience of a relationship with Krishna now. Jiva Goswami starts in his Bhakti Sandarbha, you know, when he explains what is Bhakti, he says, there are two types of devotees. One is these devotees are turned to Krishna by the explanations of others. But then there are other devotees who are already turning to Krishna. They now need to relish Krishna. consciousness, and they need to relish their relationship with Krishna. That is what makes them strong. A young spiritualist, he needs to be convinced, but what is with this doubt? What is with that doubt? What is with this doubt? No, am I really a soul? I mean, who has seen the soul, please? You know, you need to, he needs philosophy. Or tattva is the Sanskrit word. It is truth, you know, he needs to be. But the one who is now convinced, he needs to taste some experience. So he needs bhakti, and he needs an experience of Krishna. And then only he can let go of things which still bind him in his life and which keep him stagnating maybe on his present level. But first, you know, this is my bold, I think everyone, even the youngest of us who's here, I mean, I'm not speaking of the babies, you know, the babies are, they need prasadam or love of the mother and love of the father and so on. But no, the younger people here. There was someone else, Bal Govinda, you were raising your hand. Please ask your question.
It seems to me that from the beginning of the spiritual path, we need to give up on the autonomy by subjecting to new rules and regulations, to new authorities. And then, now after your lecture, it seems like later on we need to learn again to get something. Can you confirm that?
That's a very nice point. I raised this point to Professor Schröder. I said, but what's about obedience, you know, or what's about when if you just follow your mind, you have a bad guru, you know. So you need to follow and subject yourself to something that changes you. If a patient wants to be autonomous, that's not the time now. He needs to swallow the medicine according to directions, you know, if he wishes to be healthy. I argued like this. And he's a wonderful person. I hope you will all meet him one day. Some of these old academics, they have studied their whole life, and they have a passion to teach and help people to blossom. He said, yes, to a certain degree, you need to take to a spiritual discipline, which will work on you, purify the heart, and so on. But then he's made a point, which I saw also in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. You should not do something which the voice of your conscience, ich sag's gleich in Deutsch, does not confirm. Also du solltest nicht was tun, was die Stimme deines Gewissens nicht sehen kann, nicht einsehen kann. Gewissen or conscience is different from your opinion. You know, I believe in COVID. No. I don't believe in COVID. That's an opinion. Both. Maybe that's not the best example. I mean, let's forget this example because there's so many discussions have been made on this subject already. We all have opinions, you know. We like something or we think this it should be done like this. No, that will be there as long as you're a human being, different opinions. But we speak now of conscience, gewissen. You know, it's something much deeper. It's not changing, like opinions may change, and so on. And yes, so at the Now, so at the beginning, yes, you have to learn. I mean, if you want to learn something, this is the school. It teaches you this, and here's something which you may not have considered up till now, and so on. But then, if there is something which is against your conscience, you may have to study a little bit the difference between opinions and conscience. It's a very subtle border there, but then you don't do. Like, for instance, we see in, unfortunately, in many spiritual movements, there is abuse of authority. No, and people follow something which doesn't make any sense because they have given up their autonomy totally. And there is a lot of sad stories about this, and you know. So, but you are now, as you grow up, as you become more spiritualized, you do things with an autonomous decision, but of course you need to be a little sensitive, like to be autonomous. You still respect like normal human things, like to not disturb another person. You know, that's a Vaishnava, is not wanting to disturb other people. You know, and so on. But yes, there is a huge scope for autonomy. The whole world is there, waiting for us, our spiritual revolution still. It's a lot of things. But decent behavior, human autonomy means, you know, in a community, you have to respect the dynamics of the community. That has nothing to do with losing your autonomy. You can find very important or very a lot of places to be autonomous. I think also ISKCON is, you know, ISKCON is sometimes misunderstood. It's not only a movement which tries to spread something through an institution. Although sometimes we get may lose, ISKCON has a mission that every member is going back home, back to God. That's the mission. But it sometimes movement and mission get confused and become one. No? Every one of you, I want to ask you a question regarding the mission. How successful are you in your attempt to develop love for Krishna? That is the mission. No? Is it going well for you? Are you moving forward? Are you experiencing some Krishna conscious madness? Good. Danke. Ananga Manjari. Mm-hmm.
So many times I see this as a problem of not being
That we don't do this? You mean that we are shy to do it?
Yeah, we are trying actually like to preach to each other. And by preaching, one is feeling like a push to follow the principle of other.
Not sharing. Acha. Yeah.
Sharing, like my understanding is completely, can be very different, although have the same mission.
Yeah.
So sometimes I see this as a problem of, not being like fully developing in this way.
If you want to share, it is very good to find like-minded people. Because when you share something and with not like-minded people, they just don't understand. I was invited to a conference just the other day on guru and disciple. As all the gurus of ISKCON came together, we were invited to share. And one of the questions was, "How is it with foot washing? You know, some you know real nitty gritty details, foot washing of from disciples. You know, so." So then came another question, and we were in subgroups, and there was, I had not met these devotees individual, and they were very personal questions. So I thought, well, let me share, you know, what I think. And when I shared, everyone was in the group, liked it very much, at least. They made notes and so on, but then when they gave this to the big group, I could understand that the main point was not understood. I think it was my mistake. I could not find the level in which everyone was thinking to make the point and translate a point. Sharing is best done with like-minded people who will be able to understand, who have thought similar thoughts, who have shared similar experiences, and so on. And but I know what you speak on something. You speak about yes. Prabhu, don't preach to me. You know, this. we say, I don't care how much you know until I know that you care for me. No, then it's I understand. I think one great reason why we cannot be autonomous and why we sometimes are not daring almost to be ourselves is because all of us have something inside. We want to be liked. We want to be loved. I've seen many of us devotees are like this. I sometimes speak with my older godbrothers, and many godbrothers tell I'm not really able to speak up because I fear that people will not like me any longer. You know, and then when you have this fear, you, instead of speaking up, what you do is you are only speaking the party line, and then it's empty. Hare Krishna, nice that you came to Krishna's temple. Will you stay a little bit longer, or will you have to go? You had darshan?
No, we just came.
If you just came, good. Maybe yes, we will. You must take some mahaprasad with you. I'm sorry. Yes. Krishna Karuna, yes, they is outside, so they will get something. Wonderful. Jai Ram. Jai Ram. Yeah, wonderful. This, we feel, we had a discussion amongst ourselves. We had nice devotees from one temple as a guest. And there was one devotee who, you know, we knew he was never saying what he thought. And I looked at him during the discussion. And I noticed for his whole life he has not spoken what he thinks. And I could understand, like he would say, I'm coming back in 1 week, but he doesn't come back even in half a year. You know, he thinks, if I say I come back in 1 week and do something, do some service, then everyone will like me. If I say, I'm sorry, I can't, I have to study something, then people will not like me. But he misunderstands that we like if he tells what is the truth and not just some words which he feels will fulfill our expectations. Often we get caught in this, you know, that we think people have an expectation in us and we act according to this, but then we are not autonomous, we are not in connection with us, and after some time we say, I can't stand it any longer. I will never again come back to the temple. I will never do service again. No, we will see like this. And we misunderstand that devotees might be much happier if we tell what is the situation and we find an arrangement. No? I have this myself because, you know, when you are a preacher, you want people to appreciate what you are giving them. And so there are maybe times in our life where we have to do this. But ultimately, we think of your relationship with Krishna. And I'm not speaking here of rasa or siddha deha or manjarisvara. Not. This is very what we all know, what we all can experience. I'm talking about this. You know, Krishna is there for you. He is there for you. He's there for your daughters also. And they can do what they are free to do. You are free to do what you do. No? So that these are spiritual or divine relationships. They have sattva in it. But relationships which have tama, and tama is only my sense gratification, and in rajas there are a lot of expectations. You know, it's a little, you have to do this and this and this to be there. But sattvic is different. Our movement had to always struggle with this because we are balancing between these two things. Yes, authority, the sampradaya, teaching, and so on. You know, and older devotees, guru, and so on. But if there is no autonomy given. Radhanath Maharaj told this, a very interesting observation. You know, he has very, very talented disciples, and very many, that is his service for Krishna. And he said once, what he has noted is that these devotees whom he has asked to, for instance, be temple presidents and project leaders and so on, after some time, he needs to tell them, now please do what you want to do and develop your projects. He has seen this. If he keeps them in one thing, you know, and they will try to do it because they love him, you know, and they trust him. But that's not good for their spiritual growth. He has seen that. So both must be there. Most of the time, Ananga Manjari, we are our own versus saboteurs that I have seen. Nowadays, ISKCON is different. You know, it's no longer tick, 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 because it doesn't work on the long run like this. So now you have to attack the own saboteur inside. Why attack? Give him nice cake and make him peaceful. Gut, dann sind wir, glaube ich, André, ja, Sir. Ja.
Hare Krishna, guten Tag. Do you translate this autonomy with taking care of ourselves? Or is like German, you would say, Selbstfürsorge, or is it an aspect of this autonomy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Krishna. Mm. I think in a time, in the devotee's time, in every devotee's time comes the time when he understands, I do need to care a little bit about myself. I know devotees come from, go to holidays, and they are brown from the holidays, you know. That is an autonomous decision to do. By the way, it's very good, very good, very good, very good. I'm not speaking, saying this is not good. Yeah, it's one of the Selbstfürsorge, or taking care of ourselves, I think is one part of autonomy. Mm. Autonomy starts first in the mind. You have to think your own thought. I once had a very, very personal experience that made me really shape me. It was one of the Jamashtamis here, and I had done, tried to do so much seva, but something was not right. I didn't feel very Krishna conscious. I just was a little bit in a controlling spirit, I believed, pushing devotees or trying to motivate devotees to do this and that. And so, and I just had overestimated my own capacity on that day. And I remember I was there in that room and I felt so burned out on Krishna's appearance day. And I could understand it was not just overwork. I could understand my substance was not there. And I decided to be autonomous. I was so finished, I laid down in the deity room. I mean, I know it's forbidden, but I did it anyways. Not the deity, this altar, but somewhere in the rooms. And I... because I had so much back pain and so much and I asked the question, what do you know, Satchinanda Swami? What do you know? Not what do you believe? I believe a lot. But what do you know after all these years? What have you experienced? And, that was a decision. I actually put everything aside and started from the question, what do I actually know after all these years? What have I realized? Realized means I've seen it to be real. No? And from there, I put myself together. Many things came together and I was enthusiastic. Autonomy is something you have to find it out. Autonomy, it has to do with the free will of the living entity, with the quality of the jiva shakti, and so on. It's something in spiritual life that is very deep. Yeah, Hare Krishna. I'm looking now a little at the wristwatch, only a little so that you don't see it, that I'm looking. Tomorrow we need to get, we need to start our journey quite early. I am very, very happy to have been able to make this stop here. Gaura Hari and Vaijajanti are so kind to drive us, Gokrishna and myself, tomorrow to France. I couldn't. It would have been very difficult to fly there or so on. It, yeah, it was a genuine pleasure to see all of you. I wish you all the best. I hope you will think a little bit about your relationship with Krishna. What do you know by now? And you know, and discover these two things: the deep bond, and then your autonomy. And I hope this you will bring the principles of this to life into your wonderful community. I will be your guest again during the Jamashtami time, and then I wanted to stay for three or four days afterwards, and then wanted to continue. I have another part of this little seminar. It was managing unity and diversity, you know, dass man die Einheit in Verschiedenheit, dass man das irgendwie, das muss man irgendwie hinkriegen, dass man managt. Ja, und, Hare Krishna. There are many, many, many nice things happening. I hear many people are interested in Goloka Dham and want to visit. And it seems now it becomes the restrictions go and people can travel again. You will be interested to hear. I was yesterday in. I needed to take a test whether, you know, to cross the border. And I asked, so what is the story here? And they said, we have no incidents here in the whole country, Landkreis. It really goes down by Krishna's mercy. And in England, everyone is in the Wembley Stadium. Life seems to, things are changing, and I think people have gotten, yeah, I don't know how much they have learned, but for sure everyone has learned something. I wish you all the best, and I see you in a very soon in Jamashtami. Hare Krishna.